The following is a special presentation of American University Basketball and Federal News Radio. This is AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan, a weekly look at all things Eagles basketball. AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan is brought to you by our team, AU Corporate Partners, Ameritel Corporation, your hometown place for copiers, DC Trails Charter Bus Services, and Geico Insurance.
Back out to Reed, right side. He puts up the three and he makes it. Jesse Reed with a big three, and the Eagles have the seven-point lead over the Badgers.
Jesse feeds off to Vosage. Marco, left elbow, puts up the shot, acrobatic style, and gets it to go. Vosage nails another one. Delonte trying to drive the paint, does so, puts it up and in. Nice shot there by Delonte Jones, his first bucket in an Eagles uniform.
Now with AU head basketball coach Mike Brennan, here's the voice of American University basketball, Dan Lang.
Welcome into AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan, joined by Coach Brennan, as well as Director of Athletics at American University, Dr. Billy Walker. Eagles coming off a win on Wednesday night at home against the Lafayette Leopards in front of this afternoon's game on the road against Holy Cross and the Crusaders, that the Eagles were able to pick up the W against them the first time around. AU sweeping the regular season series from the Leopards, winning 60-59 in overtime on Wednesday night in a game that saw the score tied eight times, the lead changing eight times. A lot of back and forth, and was not obviously an easy win, but it's a W that that you guys will take.
Yeah, no, it wasn't easy at all, and I was glad to see our guys fight back. You know, lose the lead, gain the lead, lose the lead. They need to go through that experience. And our upperclassmen, I mean Jesse, Marco, and Charlie were just terrific.
And, you know, we talk so much about the freshmen that you're right when you pick out and say that, you know, the other night against Lafayette, it was the upperclassmen that stood up.
Yeah, and Charlie made some big offensive plays, like he had a really nice drive and obviously the big three. So for him to sort of give you a boost offensively, it's just sort of, you know, an added bonus. And I'm glad to see that he's, you know, getting more confident and comfortable and, you know, willing to make those plays.
And, Mike, just the confidence for a young team – not just that you won a close game in overtime, but that you were actually losing when we were down by four with a minute left, and just to be able to get it to overtime. What does that
mean? Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we've been talking about, you know, watch Charlie, watch what he does, you know, every day to the young guys. But to know that, you know, you're down doesn't mean the game's over. You just need to get a stop and a rebound. And the importance of those possessions just is so heightened. And, you know, you're starting to see it in, you know, the younger guys and how they approach it. So it's, you know, it was a big thing, you know, big experience to go through. And, you know, hopefully you take it forward and, you know, you sort of apply that effort to every possession, every game.
You know, you mentioned, and we've been talking about Charlie here today. We haven't talked about him a ton this year, but he had a big block in the game against Lafayette. You look at his line, he played 29 minutes, had 6 points, 6 rebounds, an assist, a block, and a steal. That's a pretty good line, and that's a very Charlie line where he does a little bit of everything.
Yeah, no, he's involved in every single play. I mean, he's so active, and he's so in tune to what, you know, what we're doing offensively and defensively. So again, if we can, you know, get him to that point on the offensive end, that, you know, that would be terrific. But he's done that. You know, he's had a big block, he's had a big steal. The other thing too is he makes mistakes. Mm-hmm. You know, he gave up a big three, and he made a couple mistakes defensively. But the fact that he just continues to play and he makes big plays after the fact that he's, you know, maybe screwed up a time or two, I think is also good for our young guys to see.
And I thought it was an interesting comment that he made after the game when he was talking about stepping up in big situations. And he, of course, had the big game against LaSalle that was sort of his coming out party a few years ago. But he sort of says, I don't think about the situation that I'm in to make said shot or to make a block or whatever. I'm just playing the game and I'm not necessarily realizing what's at stake in that particular moment when it's going on.
Yeah, I mean, he just plays the game, you know, and he just relies on his habits and his work ethic and everything. I mean, he's played well against Lafayette too. I mean, he had 18 points in the championship game last mm-hmm. year. So, you know, he's willing to, you know, to do whatever it takes. And, you know, obviously in important games, people are going to key on Jesse and they're going to key on Delonte. So he's going to have to make plays. And, you know, he's been able to do that for us.
How tough is it as an athlete to be able to do that, to be able to kind of put out what is at stake at that second? And maybe at certain points you kind of need to know, and at other points you don't want to know. Sort of take me through that process when you were a player and how everything happened as far as that goes.
Well, I mean, for a guy like Charlie, you just rely on your work ethic and your habits. You know, you practice every single day. You know, you work on these situations, you work on all these skills, you work on all these, you know, things that you have to do on the court. So when the game, you know, when the game begins, you're just playing and you're reading and reacting. And you know, it's good. I enjoy watching, you know, Charlie do these things because, you know, we don't run plays. Mm-hmm. So we really rely on good decision making by the guy. We give him a lot of freedom out there. So to, you know, for him to be able to do that, it shows just how much he's worked on his game and the confidence that he has in driving, shooting, posting, doing all these things offensively.
Another guy had a lot of good minutes last night above his average and has also evolved this year is Jalen Ray.
Jalen, I mean, he puts the ball in the hoop. And, you know, not having him, not having him for those few games, you know, hurt us offensively. But Jalen's another guy that, you know, regardless of whether he's playing, you know, 30 minutes or 5 minutes, mm-hmm. you know, he comes consistent with an effort and he's always ready for when the time comes. So, you know, he sat out, he had a concussion, he was out for some games. Now all of a sudden, you know, last night he's playing, you know, 20 something minutes. So, you know, he's prepared himself to be able to give us that. And, you know, we need everybody to give that effort, especially this year.
Yeah, he's definitely been an important piece to the puzzle. Now, Jesse Reed, the other night against Lafayette, had 15 points to go along with 9 rebounds. We saw him moving in closer to the basket and posting up a bit, working to the paint. Talk about whether that was the plan and sort of what you have worked with Jesse on to maybe move him a little closer to the bucket.
Yeah, well, obviously Jesse can shoot, you know, but we need to somehow get easier buckets, and we don't have, you know, much of a post presence, and we don't, you know, get many easy shots. So one thing we can do is post him up. And, I mean, a couple of those shots were lefty hooks. So, I mean, it just shows how much, you know, Jesse's worked on his game to sort of be an overall player, not just a shooter.
And we'll see if that trend continues today for Jesse coming up in just a few minutes as the Eagles are in Worcester, Massachusetts for a date with the Holy Cross Crusaders just after the top of the hour. Fans and alumni, get your tickets now for the final two regular season men's home games this Wednesday, February 27th at 7:30 p.m. versus Navy, and this coming Saturday, the 27th at noon versus Loyola of Maryland on Senior Day. A limited amount of premium locations, sideline reserved chair back seats still remain for those games. Tickets starting at just $7.50. Cents a seat. Order yours today at AUEagles.com/tickets. Again, that's AUEagles.com/tickets. Stick around. Joining us next is former coach and legend and the man who came up with the so-called Princeton style. That's Hall of Famer Pete Carril. He joins the conversation as we continue with AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan. Welcome back into AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan. We're now joined by legendary coach Pete Carril. He's been inducted into both the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame, the National Collegiate Basketball Hall of Fame, and of course the architect of the Princeton style of basketball, the winningest coach in Ivy League history, and of course, Coach Mike Brennan's mentor. Coach Carril, thanks for taking some time today.
You're welcome. Glad to be with you.
When you look at, I know you were in town the other day and got a chance to see the team against Army. You were at a couple of practices. What did you see out of this young AU team?
Well, that's the first thing you notice is that they're young. And he's got three veterans, Charlie and Reed, and then, of course, Marco, who plays better at center than he does at forward. The main guys on the team are all freshmen. So it's hard. It's hard for them to make the jump from high school to varsity play. But they seem to be making progress. And I like the two guards, and I like the center. I think he's going to be good someday. And of course, the kid from New Jersey, Lonnie Rivera, he's got a future too. So there's four guys right there that show some promise. And if they get a couple of good recruits, then I think they'll just add to their experience, and I think they'll be fine next year.
Well, Coach, like I told you, you know, we talked about the other day, just that stuff that you mentioned with Andrea, you know, just popping him out, having him just simply look at the basket. I mean, it really opened up some things for him against Lafayette. You know, he was able to score and do some things. So, you know, hopefully we can continue doing that.
He's young, and he's from another country. And he pulls up here and he wants to play. He understands English very well, speaks very well. And it's just a question of his getting confidence and seeing the potential that he has, which I think is very good. And so, he's a good three-point shooter, which is rare. And I think he's going to start to score around the basket. And he's not a selfish player. He'll pass the ball when guys are open, and he's a good team player. And I'm very high on him.
Yeah, well, one of the first questions you always ask about our big guys is, do they like to play? And he loves to play. You know, he's in the gym before and after. He wants to get better. So I think he's going to have a good spring for sure.
But that's actually it. I don't think you can be good in anything you do unless you love to do it.
So, Coach Carrill, you know, the system that you've come up with, the Princeton style that you've come up with, is a tough system to learn for a young crew. How long did it take Mike Brennan to learn the system when you brought him into Princeton?
Well, he started as a freshman, and then we lost it. We lost in the NCAA when he fouled out. So apparently, he learned it pretty quickly. A lot of that depends on your high school coach. You had a wonderful high school coach, and what I noticed today is the definition of high school coach has varied, has changed. And you don't see many of these guys that were there coaching for 15 and 20 years in high school. And you see sort of the AAU has taken over, and it's more of a selling point than a teaching point. So I think it's going to take a little longer than years ago. So I was out to visit two of my players. One played at Archbishop Molloy, where the coach was there for 35, 40 years. The other was at St. Agnes, where he coached there for 30 years and went down and coached in high school in the South. So they were good coaches. They send guys away to college. They knew the fundamentals of the game. The kids coming from there had an advantage. I don't know if that's the case today.
We're talking with Hall of Fame coach Pete Carrill, the architect of the Princeton style. And I say Princeton style. I know you corrected me a couple years ago when I called it the Princeton offense. You didn't like the idea of it being called the Princeton offense. What prompted you to come up with this style of play? What led you down that path?
Well, the first thing, I like team play. And so when you go to Princeton, you're going to get good players there. But you're not going to get superstars. And so the chances are, as we were many times out-rebounded, we didn't have quickness. We had a pattern, our play, around the things that we could do. And so one year we were 23-4, total 27 games. We out-rebounded 27 games. And so we worked for good shots. We made them, cut down on the turnovers, averaged 4 and 5 turnovers a game, and beat some teams that have a lot more talent. But what it involves is passing and cutting, involving your team, and playing to win. And I noticed that Mike has changed enough to suit him, which makes me happy.
So what are some of the changes that you've noticed as you've seen your system evolve a bit? What are some changes that you've noticed that Mike has taken but yet switched up maybe a little bit?
Well, I think he tries to run more. I see he tries to move the ball up quickly. And, of course, some of that has to do with the 30-second clock. I played under a 45 and then 35-second clock. And so if he played a team that was really tough, then you could control the tempo of the game, but now you can't control the tempo of the game. So everybody has to play like everyone else. But he's running more, they're shooting quicker, and he's playing some kind of combination defense, which is a lot trickier than I could understand, and it seems to be working.
That's fine. Coach also spent a lot of time in the NBA and watches, obviously college basketball, but a lot of NBA. And he was suggesting that I watch some Golden State Warriors. I'm definitely going to do that. They spread the court, but you got to have the players to do it. But to be honest, our big guys, if they can continue to make shots, we can, hopefully do something similar.
Right. You're right. Well, the main thing that you have to do as a coach is find the players that can see where they're going. And if you watch teams like San Antonio and you watch teams like the Rage of the NBA from San Francisco, they're really good passers. They're really good dribblers. They can definitely shoot. They're very fast, and they play the type of game that's good for them. And, of course, I'm glad that they're winning because it's somebody to copy as opposed to a team that plays one-on-one the whole game.
We're talking with Pete Carril, inducted into both the National Basketball, Collegiate Basketball Hall of Fame, and, of course, the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. Coach, entering today's game between the Eagles and Holy Cross Crusaders, of course, there's Coach Brennan and there's Bill Carmody, who was on your staff there at Princeton. Can you compare and contrast the two styles that you've seen? Because I know you've seen Carmody's team a number of times this year, and what you see as far as the matchup between the Eagles and the Crusaders?
Well, I think that from what I've been able to detect it, that Holy Cross has a better shooting team. And they play good defense through the game. I guess through the Army, Army just about beat them at Army, although Mike's team was down by two with 6 minutes to go against Army when there was a breakthrough there. I think he got more veterans than Mike. It's hard to play with freshmen. And when you have four of them, three that play an awful lot, that's tough. And then one is your point guard, which is very, very hard. So it should be a pretty – and then, of course, the game's being played at Holy Cross. And I noticed that the last time they played at American, the score was 17-16 at halftime. I'm rooting for Mike because I spent some time with him. And I see what he's trying to do. And it's hard. It's hard because so many kids go to a school because they have a nice gymnasium. Some go because it's in a right place, a city or whatever it is. No one ever mentions they're going to school to get an education. And so that's important. And for the gymnasium. And then some have these practice facilities, all that stuff. Things like that American will never have. And perhaps don't need either, because that's a very good academic school. You know, the higher the board scores are, the slower they get, the players. you gotta watch out for that. So it's going to be an even match. I like Billy, but I'm rooting for Mike. And he was a very good player for us. And as I pointed out, he's very, very strong, very smart. And, of course, started as a freshman. We lost to Villanova by two. And when he went out, we're up by 8 or 10. So it's just going to be very interesting.
Yeah, hey, Coach, this is Billy Walker. You know, I know coaches that coached as long as you did obviously are proud of their on-court accomplishments, but a big thing is just the pride you take in the young men that you developed and what they became after they graduated from Princeton. Just talk a little bit about that on the satisfaction that you take, you know, looking back and seeing guys like Mike and others that are not just coaching but doing other things in the world that you're real proud of.
You know, we have a couple of doctors. We have a mess of lawyers. A lot of guys work on Wall Street. And about seven of the guys that are coaching in basketball at various places. That's America's a lot like Princeton in that everybody's busy trying to do as well as they can in whatever they're doing. And it's hard for one activity to garner all the interest of the student body and the people of the town, and then especially Washington, like they do in Alabama, which, you know, football is a religion down there. So you have to put all that stuff in perspective. And when you see a guy graduate and he does well after graduation, that makes you feel good. Now, it's good for your reputation, but it's better for him because of what he's accomplishing. And that's the main thing. And all my assistants, I try to help them, but I always tell them that you're your own coach. And I see that happening with Billy. I see that with Mike. I see that happen with Chris Mooney. Joey Scott, they all have their own things they add into it, which is good.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing when you think about it with you as a head coach and then Joe Scott, Bill Carmody as assistants, and then Chris Mooney and Mike Brennan all there at the same time. That's a pretty amazing crew you had.
That's right. That's right. We had Chris Mooney down at Richmond he's doing well. They have Armand Hill is out with the Clippers. He served some time in Columbia. But one of the things is, you know, my guys get a job. They get a job at a good place. But at the time they get it, it's not so good. So when Mike went to American, they were picked to finish in last place. Philly taking over a Carmody, a Holy Cross team that's been fired. They're not picked that high. But they're intense. They coach like they play. Neither of them was a prima donna, you know. Neither of them was worried about whether they had nice clothes and stuff like that. Their shoes looked good. Whether their hair was combed nice. You know, they were coaches. And you had to respect them for what they knew about the game and how much they cared and how hard they worked. That's great.
Good to know that Coach Brennan was not a prima donna there in college. Coach Carrill, thank you for taking some time today. Really appreciate it.
Nice for you to talk. And good luck to you, all of you.
All right, Coach. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right.
That's legendary Coach Pete Carrill joining us here on AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan in front of this afternoon's game coming up in just a few minutes against the Holy Cross Crusaders. Eagles fans, March Madness begins next week with the turn of the calendar and start of the Patriot League men's basketball postseason tournament. It all begins with the opening round scheduled for Tuesday, March 1st, and the quarterfinals on Thursday, March 3rd. Check AUEagles.com for complete game schedules, locations, and times in the week ahead to see where and when the Eagles will play. Back with more AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan right after this on Federal News Radio. Welcome back into AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan in front of this afternoon's game at the Hart Center in Worcester, Massachusetts against Holy Cross. And Coach, second time around against the Crusaders and head coach Bill Carmody, which obviously you have a long relationship with. First time you guys were able to beat the Crusaders 58-45 in a game that, especially at halftime, was tightly contested. But you guys were able to pull away a bit in the second.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of both know what each other's doing or have a really good feel for it. But, they make shots and they're big. They like to post a bunch of guys, so it's going to be like a hard physical game. They play 1-3-1 pretty much in every game. That stymied us a little bit in our first game, but we were able to figure it out a little bit. And then their transition hurt us in the first game. So, you know, those are two things that we, got to be aware of today and, you know, hopefully can do something about it.
And you playing against Coach Carmody always going to be a storyline because of your relationship, like Dan said. But at what point does that go away? You know, after you're right, you played him once already. You know each other now. Is it just another coach in the Patriot League now, or do you still always?
Yeah, well, we're both trying to just win the game.
Right.
I mean, that's like the primary focus. But to be honest, I mean, normally you feel good after a win and relief and all that kind of stuff. But it was just different the first time against him. You know, I'd rather obviously win than lose, but you didn't have the same elation. I didn't have it anyway. So
tough game the first time around, but the Eagles did come away with the win. Look for the regular season sweep of the Crusaders coming up here in just a few minutes, just after the top of the hour from the Hart Center. Want to get into another thing, some interesting news that former AU Eagle Andre Ingram, class of 2007, as part of the All-Star game, was able to pull away with the NBA D-League three-point competition championship. Now, Ingram is a member of the Los Angeles Defenders and beat the Westchester Knicks guard and former BYU standout Jimmer Fredette in that competition. I mean, that's a pretty cool thing for AU to have a guy like Ingram that graduated in 2007, was a big part of those teams, and then go on and see some success at the D-League.
Yeah, no, it's always great to see former players doing well. I wasn't around when he played, but I remember the coaches talking about him all the time. And, you know, obviously he's a scorer and a shooter, but it was his work ethic that they talked about. And, you know, it sounds cliche, you know,
right,
but coaches talk about it for a reason. You know, some kids are just special. And, you know, for him to still be playing and to be playing at the high level that he is and shooting, I mean, that's what that is. That's his work ethic and the kind of kid that he is. So, you know, I'm happy for him, and great to see former Eagles having such great success.
And he's shooting over 50% during the season from three-point range on over 130 tries. So, you know, he's really getting them to go.
Yeah, that's incredible shooting. I mean, to be able to do that. So, and again, I mean, he's obviously putting in the time. So, definitely happy for Andre.
That'll do it for this edition of AU Hoop Talk with Coach Brennan. Our next airing of AU Hoop Talk with Coach Brennan will be this coming Saturday, February 27th at 11 a.m. right here on Federal News Radio, AM 1500, getting you prepped for the Eagles' regular season finale from Bender versus the Loyola Greyhounds on Senior Day for Coach Mike Brennan's squad. That will be a 12 noon tip-off from Bender. Get tickets at AUEagles.com/tickets. Again, that's AUEagles.com/tickets. Or call 202-885-TIXX, 202-885-TIXX. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll have the pregame show, and then we'll get you the lineups and tip time from the Hart Center at Holy Cross as the Eagles take on the Crusaders next.
Thank you for listening to AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan. Today's show was brought to you by our team, AU Corporate Partners, Ameritel Corporation, your hometown place for copiers, DC Trails Charter Bus Services, and Geico Insurance. AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan on Federal News Radio. Archived episodes available online at AUEagles.com.